Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
It's time for Haunters Podcast, a show dedicated to Halloween Horror Nights, haunted attractions, and all things spooky. Here are your hosts, Mr. Wonderful, Zach Hilton, and Brooke Hilton.
I bet they can hear us because everybody else can hear us.
Yep. 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 Everybody can hear that.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm talking about that for a second.
It's a new year, new us.
Yeah, new you. Yeah, do your thing.
Always those new goals.
Always.
Hi. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Haunters Podcast. Sorry, just had to get my free verse into my...
He's forgotten how to host the show.
Freddy Krueger.
The intros.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into your favorite podcast. This is Haunters Podcast. I'm Mr. Wonderful. With me, as always, spooky, spooky man, Zach Hilton.
Happy halfway to Halloween, everyone. I hope you're ready for a nice discussion amongst us about everything Universal tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. And always with us as well, the lovely, talented, I like the hair today, Brooke.
Thank you. That's me.
That is toi.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. No, it's the natural. This is like the, I'm not doing it today.
You're natural, eh? All right. Oh, that's how we like it here on Haunters Podcast, which is why we also brought the other natural, talented man of reviews. Review it, Rob!
It's all true. It's me. It's me. It's the ROB. How's everybody?
Ooh,
very good, my friend. How are you?
Good.
It's been forever, Rob!
Yeah, it feels like a couple, like, months.
Yeah, clearly.
This is what we do now. And what else are we doing? We're going to give a nice little shout out to our Patreon members. That's right, Patreon members. Christy, Brady, Joe, Michelle, Mark, Miranda, Nicole, Justin, Bonnie, and the Chad. We'd like to thank them for being Patreon members. And if you want to join us on Patreon, please do, because it'd be pretty great. You get exclusive content. Hello, Chad and Michelle.
Hello.
Patreon members.
I wonder
have
if it's
core members
Chad.
On Locked Horror right now. What?
I wonder if it's Chad or Michelle, because they're...
It's Chad.
It's Chad, right? Because, like, they're not together. Like, they're in separate
it's
states.
Chad. And
hey,
as
hey,
I
Chad,
said...
let me know if you want me to do something on Patreon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And as I said, it is
it's
halfway
me.
To
That's
Halloween.
It doesn't help. It does not help at all. It doesn't help at all.
It is halfway to Halloween, and we should probably advertise some halfway to Halloween stuff like this event going down at Frightmare. 1905 South Military Highway. Go check it out this Friday and Saturday. If you want to get some spooky, and this is for wonderful, zombie apocalypse. Yeah,
Rick.
That's their theme. Yeah, you can go in there and just yell Rick the whole time.
I cannot wait for the room where they have the hot Rick Michonne sex scene.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, you didn't get that? You didn't hear about that? Lots of moaning, lots of crying.
No. When is this the event so I can head up there?
When
is
for that, Andy.
Yeah, we don't watch The Walking Dead in this house, my friend.
Yeah.
It's me. They said it's them. That's who's watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So good, good, good bit. All right, let's get into some mess. Let's save all comments to the end. I just ate some great barbecue. Okay, we'll get into the barbecue discussion at the end of this. So Epic Universe announced that May 2nd, which is just a couple of days away, they are going to announce another Epic Universe item. They flubbed the announcement for this summer stuff that's happening that we'll get into later. But where's the HHN in all of it?
They got too much going on.
What? I agree that there is a lot going on. But where's the HHN stuff? Rob, where do you sit right now with this announcement last season?
I'm fine, honestly. Like, it's not bothering me at all because, one, I'm going to be there. No matter what, God forbid, nothing happens, but I will be there. So I'm not worried about any announcements. Plus, they do this all the time. Like, July is normally when we get more announcements for HHN. We'll get one if we're lucky in May, and then they'll just wait till June and July. So I'm good.
Okay. How about you, Wendy?
I think it's bull crap. All right. Listen, you got the people out there. They're clamoring for the HHN. They want the HHN. And Brooke's right. They're juggling too much right now over there at Uni. Mm-hmm. They're forgetting their cream of the crop. They're forgetting the prize possession. That's right around the corner. Listen, there ain't no more Mardi Gras. There ain't no more of that. Who gives a crap about Epic Universe right now? That's still like 2 years away, man. I don't care. I really don't give a crap. You're hyping me up on that. You know what's coming up in less than 6 months? You know what's going to be here? HHN. You know what we don't know? Dick.
We don't know Dick.
We don't know.
You're not wrong. And that's kind of weird.
We know some things. We know dates.
Oh, cool. All right, cool. I know it. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
I think that's the kind of issue that I have with it is that we are 6 months, and I get that Rob's going to go no matter what. That is prerogative. But, like, not everybody might be on the fence. Yeah, some of us might be on the fence and not sure if we should go or not. But, like, if you're planning a vacation, especially an expensive one like HHN, I kind of feel like I would want to know what I'm getting because those hotel rates are going to jack up. Those flight rates are going to jack up. So, like, let's stop jacking me up and let's jack me off some price.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
God. How about you? Yeah. Where do you sit?
By the way, did you hear Peacock is jacking up the price $2 on everybody?
That's okay. I watch everything on that thing. That's fine. Yeah. Do what you
can get yeah, 6 months of Peacock for free with your HHN ticket.
This is
if they told me what was coming.
You're going. Come on.
You're going.
Whoopsies.
I'm frustrated that we haven't gotten an HHN announcement of anything, of just like at least give me something, some kind of IP, something. And I understand that I said earlier, like, they have a lot going on right now, so I understand that they're juggling a lot, but that doesn't mean that just because you're juggling a lot doesn't mean that you can't pace things out accordingly.
Right.
Or that there wasn't time for you to announce a house, like give me just a house at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in different.
Like, we're hitting May.
Right.
And we know dates. Well, you know,
well, I'm indifferent because I understand if you don't want to do Ghostbusters and announcing that till closer to the 40th anniversary, which is June. Completely understand that if you want to do that. But you have a Universal Monsters House that's just sitting there. You have A Quiet Place, which I think also comes out in June. So are you just going to stack both of those back to back? And then there's other supposed IPs that could be coming. I just feel like. Like I showed Rob earlier, of Stranger Things got announced in March, the original Stranger Things house. And like, that's what I'm talking about. Unless if they're thinking they're not going to have the crowds that they're always doubling on, right. I don't understand not announcing anything in April.
Yeah.
That's where I sit at it.
Yeah. And again, like, I completely understand that they have all of this other information. Mm-hmm. And granted, you know, kind of like Wonderful said, Epic, while it's like there and it's coming and it's like their prized possession type thing, you're still talking that is very far away. And I feel like there has to be, while you have PR teams, like, or a PR team, you probably still or should have people that like focus on certain areas. So,
Just
to start. I mean, you want to get people.
I'm just blown away to the fact that we're going to have double Epic Universe news before the event that's 6 months away. Mm-hmm. Like, we already know about the Isle of Berk. We're about to find out something more. The hotel's got it out. It's like,
Yeah.
How about we throw some love towards the Honors Podcast? Watch, well, they're gonna fuck. They'll announce something tomorrow, you motherfuckers.
I know. Because I'm committing to this bit of being like, oh, right. Mm-hmm. I'm on my hands and knees begging for something. We'll definitely announce something the moment we stop recording.
I just wonder if they're overselling it because they're trying to get people to that park and let people know about the park, because everybody knows about HHN, and that's an event that's set in stone. So maybe they're trying to get that going and letting them know the hotels
but
are open.
Here's my thing with that. Sorry to cut you off, Rob. Sorry. The people that were already going to HHN already knew. Like, they booked their hotel back in December. So you already know you're getting those people. And unfortunately at the same time, a lot of the time those are your pass holders. And hate to break it to pass holders, but that's not really where they get their money. They get their money from people coming for a trip. So because they're selling this entire experience and theme park tickets and hotels and all of these things. So if you can't get that kind of put out there, then you're not going to get those people. And I also think of the fact that it was like, what, July, the end of July, maybe, that like the hotels were already booked for on the weekends, right? And they hadn't even had all of their announcements out. And like, I was just able to adjust our hotel for HHN to the annual pass holder price, right? Now, while I'm very excited about that, like pay less money, you have people that if you gave those announcements for, they wouldn't have to have annual pass holder prices because there wouldn't be enough rooms. They do annual pass holder price, not guaranteed. It's based off of the amount of rooms that they have. So I'm just saying that they should have some kind of announcement soon so that people can really start planning if they want to come, and that they get the money of people wanting to stay in their hotels, not the hotels are booked and they're staying somewhere else.
Right.
Now, with that, Halloween Horror Nights will have another panel at Spooky Empire on May 17th. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's where they give us their first announcement.
And if it is, cool on them. I don't think they did last year. But also, I feel like last year nothing got announced. Uh-huh. The Hollywood one announced something. And I just find this, like...
We can hope.
We're going to hope. It's crap. But, like, here's my big thing. Don't let it be an original announcement, because who the fuck is that going to fucking make, like, oh, God, I gotta go! Sweet Tooth's new house is here! Get out of here. But let's
hey, man,
get out of
I really
the humdrum.
Liked, I really like that scare zone.
I like that scare zone. Let's get out of the humdrum. Let's get into some good news about this summer. situation. Universal Mega Movie Parade. This parade is going to consist of 13 floats, 100 actors. It's going to be based on movies like E.T., Back to the Future, Jurassic World, Ghostbusters, Jaws, and some kiddie ones like Kung Fu Panda. Yeah. But the exciting part about that is there is horror. Like, the Ghostbuster float is going to have a 16-foot tall Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, which I think is pretty awesome, honestly. And then you tack on that there's going to be a live marching band playing the Jaws theme with the Jaws float. So obviously the shark, you know, shark still looks big. Yeah. But then, and then, you know, it's
raptors.
Raptors, the T-Rexes. Which, if you look at the Universal Japan, they actually have floats like the Jurassic World one that look pretty gnarly. I suggest checking those out. But, Brooke, how about this show? I mean, it starts July 3rd. Yeet. A little later than every other. Every other summer event. But are you excited about the parade itself?
I am. And in all honesty, I feel like if you're going to watch that parade, you got to be in New York to be able to see
New York.
That giant New York. State puff, like, going through the streets of New York. Like, yeah. Holy S. Like, that is just...
He's just a sailor. He's trying to get laid. We won't have any problems.
I just think I'm
nobody so steps excited. On a church in my town.
One, two, three, blast them!
But I'm excited. No, I'm excited. I love the fact that it has all of these
which one of you
properties.
Did this?
I think we both did it at the same time, to be honest with you.
Yeet. Just having all the properties and having a new parade and like that's just exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see. I want to know how long it's gonna go because it does start so late in July. Like, is this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Does it go through Halloween? Will this be a daytime thing?
Yes, I have a feeling that this. I have a feeling that this parade, because of how late it's starting, I bet you this parade rides into the Macy's parade.
Like all the way to November.
Like it rides it out until the Macy's parade comes in and takes over.
Just to play problem child here. Will there be scare zones in the way?
I was going to say that.
Well, not if it's all... Well, I guess it could be.
I guess in New York it would be.
It would be.
We would have to look when they start doing these
They move the scare zones.
They don't put anything in the street. They always keep the side things up.
My only issue is the fact that, like...
They always did those kid parades during HHN.
I always saw Dora.
Remember the minion that you wanted to beat up because the minion kept talking to me?
Yeah. But does it go a route where there aren't scare zones?
Banana?
But that's what I'm saying. The parade itself could just go around the big sections, then come back. It doesn't necessarily have to do the whole part.
And I'm hopeful... that they can kind of figure it out, because otherwise you're talking about that would run for like what, a month?
Yeah.
Not even?
Yeah. About
not
month,
even.
Month and
not
a half.
Even, but like six they
weeks.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
It'd run 6 weeks, but I don't think that's why I don't think they'd shut it down, though. Is it going to interrupt with a budget of actors?
Well, it could be HHN? Now, how would you feel if it was select nights? Which was what it has said, that it's not during HHN nights. It could be
it's only Monday, like Monday, Tuesday
during HHN season.
That's interesting.
We still have to move the
that would be later. A bitch, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like... I might be missing a Sunday flight.
How about you, Wonderful? How you feel about this parade with some of the classics, E.T. even?
I mean, it's awesome. I can't wait to see all the kids on their bikes and people holding walkie-talkies. Mm. No guns. Get rid of the guns.
No guns. Get rid of the guns.
No guns for the police officers.
I got a niner in there.
Yeah.
Catch a niner.
I mean, who you got to not be a fan of Universal Films and properties to not be excited for this, right? Like, this is everything people want and say that they need and want to be a part of Universal, and we've been asking for years. So
that's
here
a little
it
bit
is,
for
you
everyone.
Know? Yeah.
Be everything but Harry Potter, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I assume it's everything but Harry Potter.
Pretty much. And that's...
Yeah,
that's
I think that awesome. That was the only one not listed. I think that's just in the water show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the other thing too. The water show is...
Yeah, we'll get into that
they're
in a second.
That back. Yeah.
We'll get into all that right, in a second. Right, Rob, how about you?
Parade-wise.
Parade-wise. You excited?
I was until you said it was Jurassic World instead of Jurassic Park. Screw it. I'm only here for Jurassic Park.
All right, guy. Get out of here. Get out of here. Before we move on, Chad says it's going to be bananas.
Business.
B-A-N-A-S.
Oh, business. Excuse me. I'm blind. I'm blind. Everyone knows this. Stay puffed. Stay puffed. Stay puffed. Obviously, we said yeet. And great for me.
Yeah,
because
he's
going to
be there Wednesday, Yeah,
Chad goes for 4 weeks.
He lives there.
He does HHN for a week, and then he just runs about town.
They are expecting him to show up. They have a room with a gold plaque on it.
It's called the Chad.
It is called the Chad. Yeah, they stay in the Chad.
So the other thing that Wonderful alluded to is that they're doing Sensational, Symphonic Spectacular. And then a little description, and as you can see through the picture that we were playing at the beginning, what are you laughing at?
Is that a ghost?
Oh, baby.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, my God. It's Paul Bear.
Are you okay? Okay, I was just making sure you weren't getting, you know. The waters of Universal Studios Florida Lagoon will come to life with an all-new nighttime show, Sensational. An exhilarating new show will celebrate the emotional power of music by leveraging the iconic scores and scenes from the blockbuster films that have inspired Universal Orlando's past, present, and future attractions.
I love that.
This will include Warner Brothers' Harry Potter and the Fantastic Beasts films, Jurassic World, Jaws, Shrek, Ghostbusters, Trolls, Back to the Future, Universal Monsters, Transformers, How to Train Your Dragon, E.T., Fast and the Furious, The Super Mario Brothers, Minions, The Mummy, and King Kong. And this one, look, the last nighttime show that they did didn't hit for me because it was all based on current property. Like, they gave no love to the classics, and I think that was my biggest complaint with it.
Uh-huh.
But they've come into this thing, gutted it, rehauled it. We're getting new additions. I think this is going to be one of those, like, cinematic things for anybody's age,
mm-hmm.
whether it's all the new properties you love or the old, whatever. It'll make you feel like you're in the 90s Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited that horror is getting so much love between The Mummy, King Kong, Universal Monsters, Ghostbusters. Jaws, Ghostbusters. This thing's going to be awesome, especially with what they could do last time when they were doing nighttime shows with how they used the buildings. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm excited with the addition of the drones as well. Mm-hmm. People have shared on social media some of the testing of the drones and just things that they can kind of do. And you can see it in the picture, mm-hmm. actually, some of the drones as well. And I just think that the fact that Universal is consistently trying to evolve and improve is amazing, as well as really hitting a lot of what is, you know, a flavor for anyone.
Right.
Like, whatever you like, there's a good chance that it's up there. Like, you're going to find something.
For sure.
I'm very interested because sometimes I do think that they lean towards one property more than others throughout mm-hmm. their water shows. But there's so many listed there that I don't think that they'll have...
Yeah, I mean,
that capacity. Like,
the show's going to be what, like, probably 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, probably 15, 20.
So, like, everything gets 45 seconds to a minute?
Ooh.
Maybe. Rob, what do you think? What are we feeling? How are we feeling?
I'm feeling excited for it. I like it. They should have just called it freaking John Williams Power Hour.
Yeah,
because he's done all those songs pretty much. But I'm John excited. John Williams That's Water fun.
Show. Holy shit, John Williams Power Hour. That's the show I want to go to.
I'm into it. And of course, I mean, it leads me to immediately. Yeah. Immediately leads me into thinking about HHN's Marathon of Mayhem coming back or not, but and what they could do with that, especially with the drones.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited nonetheless.
Yeah. No.
Especially give me some freaking dinosaurs running across water. I'm in for it.
Right.
Oh, you're gonna get Chris Pratt riding
the motorcycle.
Motorcycle with the dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Gyrosphere. Yeah.
Well, and they updated their like lights and their like the water like spouts, but they're not spouts. I just can't think of what the fuck they are.
They updated all
it. Like they just recently filled the, oh my Jesus.
Man.
They just recently filled up the lagoon again because they were doing so much work. So it's, like I said, it's just nice to see the improvements of wanting to be better and wanting to kind of compete in that nighttime.
Yeah. Hey, game. Rob, how's your back? Is it hurting? Because I'm going to piggyback on you, buddy.
Okay.
I can't wait because I think HHN is going to have a water show. Ooh,
have you seen it on a spec map yet, though?
No, I haven't, and I don't need to see it on a spec map. I think if they don't do the show, they completely shut down any Lagoon show. But I think it would be silly for them not to because the last time they had the Marathon of Mayhem or whatever the fuck it was called, like that first one was such... in close parameter with the new Water Time show. So I think you already got the Ghostbuster stuff. You got Universal Monsters, even if it's just like a slimmed down version with whatever IPs and stuff you have. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not the tale of Halloween, we'll be fucking okay.
This is Halloween.
Listen, you were so excited that you stayed and mustered all your energy for that. Okay?
Mustered through for that show.
You were so mad.
Oh, God. All right.
I tried to watch it the other day.
I recorded
YouTube,
it. It's on my TikTok. Stuff.
It's on my TikTok. It's not fun. That video that you posted is the reason why TikTok's getting banned.
Oh my God, I was going to make a same daggone joke.
The Communist Party was like, oh, fuck it.
Damn it.
We'd rather this thing go down than you guys show off, all right? We don't want American data anymore.
I didn't get your thoughts on the water show, Wendy. What do you think?
What?
Oh. No, this water show. Okay. This one!
We're going to go down the politics. Let's do it. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah, so this show's too woke for me. No, I'm joking. honestly, this is awesome. This is, again, this is like, it's a continuation of kind of what we were talking about with the parade in the way of this is leaning into Universal properties of past, of present, of future as well, because hell, Jurassic Park World, Dominion, Domino, T-Rex lifestyle, Tammy and the T-Rex going to continue. It's all going to continue. It's all, listen, ScarJo is going to be dating a raptor. You know, it's going to happen. It's coming. She's going to play a raptor. That's what I heard.
Family.
So, is Fast and the Furious being featured?
Wait, it's Fast and
perfect.
Furious.
There you go. Then that's all that matters. Give me Rock separate on one side and Vin Diesel on another side, and we're good.
Even in the water show, they have to be separate.
Thank you for letting me know there's a moment where I can fall asleep during the water show.
But, I mean, this is awesome. This is fun. I've been a fan of the water shows. I feel like I feel like there was always a way to really, like, make that part of the park more so than it has been in the past. And this is a great step to doing it. I'm excited to see the video of this water show from when you guys are there.
Yes.
You know, yeah, we'll see what happens there. Maybe I hate it when you send me the water show. I might just be bitter. Who knows?
What we're missing is Jaws is finally back in the water at Universal.
Well, that's what we'll get to it. Chad says Wendy just died and went to heaven when he saw that picture. And he says, what if you hear the DeLorean and then the drones do the fire in the air? Oh, my God. Night says, listen, we get Jaws in a show. I mean, and I agree. I think it'd be so neat if they can use the water to make him pop
so
out of the...
So poetic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get a naked swimmer and a...
Well, that's
another
question.
The water turns red, right? The water spouts turn red.
The spouts will go red. God damn, I want to know!
Kidner kid! Ah!
I just heard you knew about it. You didn't
know. Oh my gosh, just show us the Kidner kid getting killed, and then the next thing is the slap.
It's the mob slapping him.
With the edit over being, you knew there was a scar. You knew Hoopa. And then it's looping, and then it's looping.
Hoopa.
And it's moving on from Jaws.
And then a techno beat. Hoopa. 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 What quit?
Stop it. Goes in the water. Okay. Hoopa. Jaws in the water. Hoopa. You go in the water. Hoopa. Ashok. Hoopa.
Salsa shark.
We're right there. We just wrote the show. There you go. You guys want the
fantastic.
Music? I can do the music.
Oh,
universe.
God. That
oh
was
my.
Fantastic.
Just go make this in Minecraft with the Universal
League. We're going to need a bigger boat.
All right.
Yes. That's the end of it.
I like it. All right. And it's all fucking, oh my God, they got to redo it in that Harry Potter. When I move my night, you go. Not me.
Fantastic.
Not Hermione. You.
They're not in it. It's fantastic. Harry Potter. Oh, my man.
Yeet.
No.
Oh, no yeet. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
No yeet.
All right. I hope everybody has a drink. As I said earlier, there have been no announcements for HHN.
Wait, there's like two more things with Summer.
What? Nah, I don't need to worry about anything not horror on Haunters.
Hold on.
What?
I was just going to ask you, what were your thoughts? Because, like, we talked about how Universal kind of dropped the ball
with the announcement.
The announcement, but then they kind of put out, like, a little reel.
Which I called, by the way.
You did. You did.
I called that shit.
What were your thoughts on the reel? Because I have some thoughts.
I like that they tried.
Uh-huh.
I like that they were like, look, we flubbed up. Here's a cute little video using the music that you heard and stuff, and someone doesn't know how to use a floppy disk and hard disk and all that. It was fine. I wish they still put out the video mm-hmm. for the future people mm-hmm. who don't pay attention as hard as we do.
Yeah.
Still see the announcement.
Yeah. So. No, I agree with that. I did think the video, the reel, was cute. It made me think, like, how many people were not going to get it, though.
Yeah.
How many heads that went over. I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't get it. Like, this is so stupid.
True.
Like, also, true. Where did they find a floppy?
Where did they? In Mike Aiello's office.
Probably. Yeah,
let me call my mom. I can send you a whole fucking pack of floppy disks. You want some VHS tapes seriously. While you're at it?
Oh, I've got, we got plenty of those.
But A-track? We've got some A-tracks.
I am interested, though, because they did not say anything about when the tribute store is going
to
open.
That's
up.
What I was about to bring up, is that the tribute store is announced, and it's supposed to be a companion piece to the parade,
mm-hmm.
which, again, that means there should be Ghostbusters in there, Jaws in there, Back to the Future. I don't. But what I found interesting is that they don't say that for, like, obviously you couldn't do it with the water show,
mm-hmm.
but the water show specifically uses the Mummy, Universal Monsters, and stuff like that. So, like, I'm going to be kind of sad that there's not going to be that in the tribute store.
Yeah, I know, I get that.
Yeah. Anybody else? Tribute store thoughts?
Do you think they're going to wait until the parade, or you think they're going to open it up with the other stuff? Because they have like two different June dates. 14th. They have June 14th.
June 14th.
And then they have July whatever.
Right. Well, they could all, hey, May 19th. You know, open it up May 19th.
Absolutely not. No, thank you.
May 19th.
I just hope it stays open as long as the Jurassic one did. So.
Oh, yeah, because that went all the way to HHN. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, that'd be fun.
I'd be into it. All right. So, like I was saying, since HHN has not given us any news, we have been held with our hands tied behind our back. Ooh. We're going to talk the spec map. I know we don't
easy,
normally.
Easy, Dr. Seuss. Calm it down over there.
Right.
I just may eat some hay. What do you say? All right.
Down by the bay?
I just may. All right. Let's get in. I brought both maps.
That's Universal property, so.
It is. I brought both maps, but we can just talk Orlando. Oh, okay. We don't need to do West Coast since Jimmy isn't here.
I like
here.
The way that sounds. Orlando.
Orlando. Okay. So you careful.
Me, man. Sorry.
So we have this as the spec map. Show-wise, they don't have anything outside of the Dementors and They Suck Your Soul and They Hurt Death Eaters. I know. They have the Nightmare Fuel logo up there. So, yay to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you look at this map, Brooke.
Yeah.
What are some of your first thoughts? Let's all start on the left side.
Okay.
The left four left. Going up and down.
Left side, which left? Your left, my left, who's left?
All of our lefts.
If we're looking at the map to the left, if we're...
The top left is a sound speaker.
Ah, no sound. All right.
No.
Quiet place. Okay, quiet place. Gotcha.
Quiet place.
Yeah.
There it is. Why do you say boo to that, Rob?
I don't know. I've never cared about those movies, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I just want to know how they're going to make that a house.
So, I'm glad you said this. I don't think it's going to be based on 1 and 2. I think it's based on Day 1, which comes out this year. And Day 1 is easier to do because no one knows that they have to be quiet. So you can get away with loud sounds and then the monsters pop
and
out.
And you can kind of end it where everybody is quiet.
And then you go quiet.
And
yeah.
It's like
Emily
creepy.
Blunt shows up in this.
Or, oh my God, could you imagine?
Please.
Right.
Right. Could you imagine, like, if there's a part at the end where it's, like, super quiet, and when you, like, go into a room or whatever, they have, like, the bells, and then they all, like, start ringing or something, and you can't, like, go anywhere, and all you see is all of the creatures coming at you? No, thank you. That's not an idea. Nope, nope. Scratch that. Cut it.
Scratch it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's on the cutting room floor. All right. Whoop, wrong map. Then below that, we have the Cadillac symbol, which is obviously
Christine. Freddy.
Christine, absolutely. Yeah. So Ghostbusters, and again, we don't know if it's like going to be Frozen Empire, which I'm even firmer that it won't be. I'm still of the mind it's going to be 40 years of Ghostbusters. I think
that's
it's
what
going,
I think it is as well.
I think it's all the movies, everything, except they're probably going to block out the girls, even though they shouldn't. I would really love if Kate McKinnon's with the wig. I just need her to come up and scare. Ah! Was it the hair? It was the hair. And that's her. That's the only bit we get. That's the only bit. I'm fine with that.
Perfect, as far as I'm concerned.
Below that, this is the first one where I feel like we should have discussion.
Okay.
It looks like...
Looks like a Bride
of Frankie with a symbol below it, which I can't figure out that
female.
Symbol.
Right.
It's the female.
Is it? So, Scream Queens? So, is it all the females?
Probably all of them.
Probably. Yeah. Like all the Universal Monster females.
Hollywood a couple of years ago did that Scream Queens. Was it a scare zone? I don't think it was a house.
I don't know. Hollywood's weird.
I forget. Hollywood did a Scream Queens thing.
So, you're talking Bride...
The Bride of Dracula,
mm-hmm.
Dracula's daughter, Abigail.
Oh my god,
Abigail! Abigail's getting a house. Wait a minute,
right? Back please,
I'm back in.
So in. I'm good with it. I mean, like, it's wild to me. Again, we sit here, and this is my fucking problem with the spec map. How are you going to have on the last spec map like Creature or fucking Mummy vs. Creature
what
or
if?
fucking Invisible Man doing Brandon Fraser?
What?
Is it because it's only a symbol?
What if it's
Invisible Man
Lisa
did what
Frankenstein?
Lisa Frankenstein? I'm back in.
Wow, there you go.
Give me Lisa Frankenstein versus.
I thought it was...
Huh?
It could be Lisa Frankenstein.
I doubt. That would be fun.
I had two ideas when I saw it for the first time.
Okay.
Other than the obvious Bride Frankenstein.
Do I make you honey, baby? Because that's not the first thing I thought when I saw the symbol.
Okay, Austin Powers versus the Bride.
Yes.
But the Bride is a fembot?
There you go.
Let's go. Let's go. Holy shit, Austin versus fembots is a house?
There you go. I like it. I thought it was... Prince. Bride of Frankenstein with Prince.
The artist formerly known as Bride.
Right. And then I went to it. I'm like, are they going to do an Exorcist house with the Bride of Frankenstein?
Oh my God. It's Prince Afterlife. Okay, so it is. Okay, confirmed here. We solved your little map. It is the monster formerly known as Bride, the house. She's left Frankie.
Oh my God.
And
this
she's her own woman.
Piece of shit. And now she's her own woman.
Can't wait for the basketball game.
Hear me roar.
Gonna serve pancakes afterwards.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Hey, real quick.
Right.
Real quick.
Yeah. Give it to
so
me.
So this is an IP, correct? So we're not going to be thinking
says,
of like
yeah,
the
it
Terror
says
Queen
film,
or Bloody
it says,
Mary or anything like
no,
that.
No, it has a film on the bottom left, which is the symbol for IP.
All right. So.
Which is very interesting. You realize that there's only four IPs on this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Usually
well, maybe,
it's five and five.
You know what? Never mind. We'll look at Hollywood because that's also another problem that I have. Go ahead, Rob.
Hollywood, it was Universal Monsters Silver Screen Queens.
Yes.
Yes.
It was She-Wolf of London, Dracula's daughter.
Okay.
Noxinamu. Where the hell that
is? Oh, it's Anaximaroon.
The Mummy.
Anaximaroon! You know, from The Mummy.
The Bride of Frankenstein and the biggest silver screen queen of them all.
Squeen
Frankenstein's monster.
You better make it work.
I didn't give you those stitches for nothing, honey.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. Fuck yes. Give me RuPaul.
Real Housewives.
As the real...
I'm here
for. Oh my god, the Real Housewives of Monsterwood! Oh my god!
I'm here for it.
Well, put that on the Tee Public shirt. It all points in.
I would 1,000% buy and wear that.
I will.
That's actually a really good shirt. I'm not gonna lie. That's a
pin
good
that
shirt.
Down. Everybody remember.
Pin it down.
Okay.
We put it on the show, so there's proof it's ours. Yeah. You know that there are some people out there that do rip off Universal stuff and then claim it.
Exactly. We're just like all these other schlubs that are doing it, and they're like, "Pay me for my work. I've earned this work."
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I don't want to do that because then they might decapitate my work.
All right. So, original on the bottom left.
South America
with the flower.
I was going to say.
From what I've studied,
wait,
zombie.
Wait. What did you say, Wendy?
Blood Orchard. It's Anaconda.
Oh, Anaconda. See. I looked at something else.
No.
What's wrong?
That joke didn't land. Fuck me.
No. Fuck me. Good job. Now
nobody watched the game. That's a lot of Anaconda film. What the fuck? No.
If
they
John
all started
Voight's
wondering if it was the Jennifer Lopez movie. That's what they were wondering.
If John Voight's in it, I'm in. Especially if he's playing a Spanish man. Yes. So I did a little digging and seeing it, it seems like it's this flower has something to do with bringing the dead back to life. So it could
be a zombie house.
A zombie house in Central America.
Okay.
It's going to be like White Zombie or something like that. Like those.
I'm into it. Let's play around.
There's a lot of speculation.
Right. All right. So top. Middle, we have a candy piece.
Trick or treat.
Candy. Trick or treat.
No.
So, Sweet's Revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like, yeah.
Yeah,
seems
from like. The scare zone.
Now, okay, so we'll get into it in a second. Hold on. So, we have an unknown original.
How do you know it's an original?
How do you know it's original? And here's my biggest problem
it's
with
the name.
This.
It's actually the name of the house.
Unknown Original.
Unknown Original.
Wow, they just went really meta this year.
That was my wrestling nickname was Unknown Original.
So here's my question, though. Isn't that the Fast and the Furious house? My wrestler. Coming in from, I don't know, weighing in at, who cares?
I don't know. Unknown.
Original. The unknown original.
I can just see friend of the show, Mike Rome, saying it.
No one's like me. By the way, he's getting moved to NXT.
Obsessed. Is he really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get to stay in Florida.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I look at that and not think something Blumhouse.
The candy?
No. The unknown original. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Blumhouse.
Isn't that
is
fast?
Too.
Yeah, I thought Blumhouse would be 10-2.
I thought 10-2 is 10-2.
Okay, we'll get to that later then. Okay, maybe that's what that is. Okay, cool.
I mean,
cool.
It looks like their house, and since it's
but normally,
colors,
yeah, that's where
like,
Blumhouse is at, is where you're getting.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, so wonderful. Here's where I want to get your opinion. The far right popcorn. Speculation say Slaughter Cinema 2.
Give me.
That would be quite something. That would be wonderful for everybody getting to go this year. So that means I am hoping that it doesn't happen.
Okay, fair enough. I can understand that. And I think it's been announced, I'm not sure if on the show.
No, probably.
Wonderful
is birthing
a child himself.
Way to go. Your figure looks great, sir.
That's not a beard, baby.
And he's having a child this summer, so it's on the fence, probably not, but there's hope.
Oh, if there's a child? Or if it's his?
Child. Oh, God, I hope it's mine.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. We just need to recreate the fucking Naked Gun, like she's
real.
Having a baby. Norberg! Norberg!
The Naked Gun. I was going more sticking with the Haunters there, where I was like, "Oh my God, it was real."
Just to be very clear, Brooke 2 is not the problem. You are. If it's not yours,
it's me. I'm the problem, it's me.
I'm the problem, it's me. Yeah, so joking aside, though, that would be that, like, that it's what we've been asking for a long time. It would suck if I had to miss it, but I know that it would flipping rock. I was going to joke that they were going to redo Killer Clowns with that, or that they were going to do the movie Popcorn. Well,
God, that would have been something. But I give it credit because there is no film on the logo. Yeah. So it's original.
It could be anything else. It could be.
Yeah, it might not. It could be fucking the Usher for all we know.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
But
that's
like, I mean, Slaughter Cinema was a beloved original. Yeah. Fucking Me and Wonderful, our favorite house that year.
Yeah.
It was like the first time an original won my heart.
Yeah, that was where I started. Slaughter Cinema was the one that made me go, you know what? I'm here more for the originals. Like that was the year it all shifted. Was the first year of Slaughter Cinema.
I feel like you come for the IPs, you stay for the originals.
Yeah, right.
That's what I mean is that I fully appreciated. Mm-hmm. Oh, they are very creative with these houses. It's not about walking through the Walking Dead season 6. It is about that, but it's also about everything else.
Every scare zone.
But what I love about the original
it's a roaming horde
is that they get to be completely creative. Like there's no constraints,
and they get to play off things that they know they can't do. Like they in the original Slaughter Cinema, there's like a critter's house,
right?
But they couldn't call it critters. Yeah. So it's really interesting, and I'm very interested now that they have their merch.
The now demon baby, right?
Demon baby. Yes, pumpkin guts. That's where pumpkin guts came from. Yeah.
But I will say, sorry to cut you off there. Yeah. I think it would be cooler instead of being Slaughter Cinema 2, it's Slaughter Cinema 3.
Because
it's so good.
They skipped the sequel. That's awesome. It's so good. They skipped the sequel. And I will say this. Universal is way on their merch game now, so I feel like now we can have proper Slaughter Cinema merch.
Yes.
And trust me, I'll be bringing it home to you.
Oh my God,
baby.
I don't even want to know. We're going to have a separate bag.
I beg you. All right, so.
For the baby shower, just get me all the Slaughter Cinema stuff.
There you go. I got you, baby. All right, so the bottom three.
You say about the HHN merch, by the way?
What do you mean? Oh, what do you got there, Robert? What do you got there?
The beautiful tumbler. The tumbler.
From Halloween Horror Nights?
Yes.
And who got you that?
Where whores live. Oh, horror.
Where horror lives.
I believe it was you two lovely people, Zach and
Brooke. Oh, stop. Just stop. We didn't write your name on the card. Wonderful. What's going on here?
Well, see, never for a month and all of a sudden.
Hold on. I got
drop a Patreon, but you can't fucking send me any. Fuck off. All right.
Well, what the fuck is that? What is that?
Okay.
That is karma.
No.
I don't like the powers Wonderful has all of a sudden. That just happened. The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Where the fuck is there Locust in my house?
Was dead, so you know.
I felt a little, you know, when we watched Late Night with the Devil, I was like, you know, I really get that going out to the woods thing.
Wendy,
Wonderful joined the men's group.
Why do you think I got back from the mountains, buddy? it wasn't my raw talent.
Here's what happened, Wendy. See, like last year, we got this amazing surprise and gift from Rob.
Yeah.
So then for HHN. And then so we reciprocated that mutual love for our friendship this year for him. So, you know.
I'm making you aunts and uncles. So, you know, whatever.
I made you one first.
Damn it.
All right. Let's get into the bottom three.
I want to
start with the right. That's the one I'm most curious. Okay. So what you're sticking with?
I'm going to say it's a Firefly house. Yeah.
A Firefly funhouse match? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's actually, and I threw this at Zach earlier, that's actually some kind of amazing thing about that is last year they had
in the darkest
deal. In the darkest deal house from last year, they had a nod to Bray Wyatt. There was a rocking chair with a hat on it, and people that did the behind the scenes tour were literally told like that's what that was about. So it's not necessarily
off canter.
Yeah, like
it's the film reel there, so it's IP. So
okay. So is that your guess too? It's a Bray Wyatt house?
Over what people are suggesting, yes.
Over what people are suggesting.
What are they suggesting? I need to hear this. What is the suggestions?
That it's Insidious. I'm not doing that.
That's what I said. I said it was an Insidious.
I'm not doing.
It might be Red Door. Yeah.
I am not one. Doing an Insidious yeah, house. Yeah, right. I'm not. I'm yeah, not.
It will not be Insidious.
You said about bugs, and you went through there a couple times.
Why won't it be Insidious?
It won't be Insidious because they're gonna have the double Blum house already to begin with, so you're not gonna want to do another.
Insidious isn't a Blumhouse movie.
It isn't.
No, is it?
I thought it was part of Blum.
Let me double check.
It is.
I'm pretty sure we saw it in a Blum. We saw it in the double Blum.
Yeah. I was thinking Conjuring. Conjuring.
Insidious is definitely Jason's property.
So why couldn't they do, because okay, then go into this next one and tell me what you think it is with the house.
Yeah, well, it's the Michael Jackson house, black and white.
Black and white. God damn, you are killing this. You
know, I think you're off. I think it's Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, I think that's not... I think they have it wrong. I think they have it wrong. I think the Blumhouse is going to be Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
But that's a Blum movie, too!
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So you think the black and white house...
I'm not saying it's a black and white house. I'm saying it's...
No, I'm just pointing on the map.
No, I know that. And I don't know if it's that location. Like, I don't have, you know, people on the inside type thing. But I think the Blum house that will be there this year is going to be Five Nights at Freddy's.
So all right. So what you're saying is not a double house like everybody's thinking. It's just one Blum.
If it is a double house, it could be Five Nights at Freddy's and something else. I think the only reason I truly Five Nights at Night Swim.
Imaginary.
Oh god, no!
I feel
lines of the night.
Oh god, no!
I just feel like they have to hit that demographic, that's what that would hit.
Okay, and again, this is what kind of frustrates me. I ain't going to sit here and act like Five Nights at Freddy don't bring money. Mm-hmm. Because for a movie that was day-and-day release with Peacock, that shit made over $200 million? Are you kidding me?
And this idiot accidentally bought tickets for the wrong night, so paid them twice to see the film.
Like, I ain't
got... And paid for Peacock as well.
Right. So, like...
What is wrong with you?
I would be A-okay. I haven't seen it.
Enjoyable. Could be cut a little bit, you know. No, sometimes a lot of movies.
The parts
in
the pizzeria are enjoyable. The rest of the movie, meh.
Well,
so
I mean,
Rob, what did you think the lantern would possibly be or could?
I didn't realize it was an IP at first when I first looked at the spec map. So I was thinking maybe it's a sequel to the Icons Captured House where Fear is coming back, because that's immediately what I think about with HHN and lanterns.
Right. Okay,
but I don't really have a guess other than they finally got the rights to Warner Brothers. It's a Green Lantern house.
Oh, I mean, that would be pretty scary.
You know, you're the second motherfucker to tell me that. Like, I asked my friend today, who's a horror guy, Jim. I was like, if you were to guess, what's this movie IP that's coming? And he went Green Lantern. I was like, you motherfucker.
Right.
Okay, didn't so back know. At you.
Didn't
I think it's Insidious. And I can see this Five Nights at Freddy's thing. I can also see them combining it. I think it could just be stuff in the back that they're just waiting to put out.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily two separate houses. I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, let's move on to this.
And this is also...
Right? Yes.
This is also... it's a spec map. It's rumors. It's... You know,
they don't have words on them.
Yeah, honestly. So,
and by the way, when did they get so fucking pussy about not putting fucking words on a map?
Well,
When did this become stereotypical?
Honestly, don't have to commit to something.
Yeah, but Hollowed Out Horror got the balls to put words on a map. Come on, fucking horror nightmares. I got a nightmare. It's symbols. It's a bunch of symbols coming at me.
Well, so that way they can say that you
house.
You didn't guess correctly.
Yeah, it's them so they can feel like we told you we told you it was the Real Housewives of Monster. We told you from the get. All right. Yep.
I'm looking up horror movies with lanterns and Lights Out came up.
I did that too. I found Lights Out. I don't know. We'll have to be on the way for that one. What about this other one? This museum looking
night gallery.
Like, why does it scream mummy?
Because the symbol in the middle, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It has to do. Yeah. No.
Are we going to be in the fucking Museum of Antiquities?
It's so possible. Or mythology. A mythology type house.
Mythology. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, who knows? Egyptian. It's so weird to me because why is it going to be Egyptian without being the mummy?
Just because that sign on the picture is an Egyptian.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it's
I'm
the
not...
mummy without being the mummy. It's like the knockoff.
Yeah.
D-rated.
Knockoff. Holy shit. It's the GoBots of mummies. Holy shit.
It's an AI house.
Oh my God. House confirmed. The snorkels.
The snorkels.
I'm so mad at you.
The snorkels are coming to HH.
I cannot.
Get ready. All right, but really quickly.
It's the Scorpion King. It's the Scorpion.
Oh my God, yes! Finally, we get that big giant CGI monster in face. It'll be great. Just to look at Hollywood for a second, because you mentioned it. Look how many IPs this thing has. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. IP. So I did research on this one. That's a pig. Someone's rumoring that it's going to be Texas Chainsaw Massacre because it's the 50th anniversary. But what I loved, and Brooke's going to like rumor, it could be more based on the game. So like the characters from the game.
I gotta go to Hollywood. Oh my God. If it's off of the game, there's a solid chance we're going to Hollywood.
So the top left is
Love going to Texas.
Top left is The Weeknd.
Uh-huh.
With another house, but like the Until Dawn or whatever album that he has.
After Dawn.
So they got some of the same as us. And then why you died?
You didn't hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
I said, is that El Fuego?
El Fuego, yes. The flame. Then they have the horrors of Blumhouse, not a black and white house.
Just a house.
But then that's their tram one.
Hold on, let me see something.
That's their tram one.
Ha! This is why I didn't believe you guys. If you look at the house at the bottom, it's an original. It's not an IP.
Oh.
Yeah. But I just said that they were wrong.
I know.
That's incorrect.
I think, in all honesty, I'm actually
with you that Unknown Original.
I think Unknown Original is really
the
an
fact
IP.
That they don't have. I mean, I don't see Blumhouse solely being in Hollywood.
Right.
I see it being in both. And Blumhouse has already come out saying that they're with HHN this year. So right. How you don't have a Blumhouse symbol on your spec map, you're just stupid. Like, that's almost a confirmation that they have said.
Right. There's a Cadillac house. I'm triggered. Wife took me to look at Escalade last year. That was the scariest experience.
I love it.
Holy shit, the house is a car dealership. A haunted car dealership.
And you
can't get out.
Yeah, you can't get away from the
Oh my God, it's Cadillac man.
He won't stop coming and ask, hey, how's it going? Still looking?
Do you want that extended warranty?
Yikes. You know I can get you new tires, right?
What about them rims?
The white
wall
tires.
Cadillac man.
Oh my God!
That's what we're going for.
We're going to Cadillac man. If you did miss it, Brady, Cadillac is Ghostbusters. If you were just not
or
sure,
again. Or Freddy Krueger.
Why Freddy Krueger?
Just the car is a Cadillac.
Yep.
At the end?
Yeah. And,
Oh, shit.
No.
It's not. Oh, that's, I don't think that's what they're alluding to. But I'm here for it.
Bad, wonderful was like the fuck it is.
You know?
It's not.
Fucking Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, all right? I got
there
it.
Are,
like, fuckers get it again.
There are a lot of people, though, that are saying, you know, that Freddy's out. But then there are some people saying, I don't think so.
Freddy's out.
It's all rumors.
Why do you think Freddy's out?
Because he wants Freddy to be out.
In all honesty.
In all honesty, even if I was able to go this year, I am not banking on them really, truly getting Warner Brothers properties. Because I don't think Warner Brothers wants to fully play ball with them.
The company that's always selling their IP to every other company?
Yeah. Because they don't they always around Halloween in Hollywood do that shit of like, oh, did they stop doing that now?
1 year.
They did it one year. Right?
They didn't do well.
They kept doing it. Whatever. I still just don't think that if Freddy's going to get the draw.
Okay, but here's my thing. So then what?
No, you wrong word.
Wrong word. I was
draw
about to say.
In the sense of them drawing the card of Freddy Krueger, not drawing people, people want Freddy. People love Freddy. I'm a fucking Freddy guy. So I meant in the draw of like their cards. Freddy is not in their equation.
Right.
Okay, so based off of what we were saying, like of possible IPs based off of this spec map, we said Ghostbusters, Quiet Place, Bride.
Yeah.
And
oh, you're looking.
Yeah,
Green Lantern.
I'm trying to.
Green Lantern.
And yes. So what is the big draw? I mean, I understand Ghostbusters without a doubt.
Right. And that's not even the big draw.
But that's what I'm saying. So like what? So that's where, that's why I personally threw out Five Nights at Freddy's. Like they have to have something that's going to pull in those tweens, like that demographic, because like that Stranger Things pulls that.
Right.
As much as people don't want to acknowledge it and get annoyed by it, like that is what pulls that crowd. Mm-hmm. And again, they make, you know, a lot of money in that group. And it's not, as much as it's annoying, it's not, they don't make their money from the pass holders. I already said this. Even from the people that get the Halloween passes. It's from the ones that are doing one or two nights and they're buying the individual night tickets and then buying express because they can only be there for a night or two type thing. So what's the grab?
So
that's why I think that it's just not, I think that it's off.
I do think it's off. I think it's going to be less right than they normally are.
And listen, they completely go over so many times and disclaim like these are all just rumors, blah 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 blah. But at the same time, and as much as you say that and as much as I hear that, you also claim yourself to be correct more often than not from the beginning.
You hate it when other people talk about it.
So it's just very hard to believe some of these things. And I get it. A lot of it is based off of rumors of like, you know, who's breaking their NDA and telling a friend, and then that friend tells somebody, and then that friend posts and talks about it.
And then
type thing.
And another.
Yeah. telephone, so, baby.
So the only thing that I can go with here is that A Nightmare on Elm Street would be a fantastic anniversary house because it is 40 as well. And a different type of 40. Like Ghostbusters, you could do the 40 years. Hell, I mean, I guess A Nightmare on Elm Street, you could do 40 years of Elm Street.
Plus, it finally gives the Freddy fans something because they haven't had anything in a while.
I know.
Yeah, they haven't
had anything. Yeah, it's been Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What say you, I guess?
Hey, can we go back to the black and white house real
quick? Yeah, sure. Go on.
Because this entered my head while we were thinking about it. Could it be based off the tribute store last year? They had the black and white.
Oh, yes. And that's been rumored.
The Boris.
The Boris Schuster, right?
Either Boris Schuster or the comic book that they were making.
Well, the comic book was Boris's.
Now that I would love. That would be fun.
Like if it's Boris like in a town and it's like a sequelized from the tribute store, I'm into that. Yeah, that's a very good one there.
I would love that. Yeah.
That's a very good one. I would like that. That's a good original.
That would because be
I feel like between that
original.
And Slaughter Cinema, original wise, I'm fucking good. I'm complete. I don't care what else you got.
I thought that Latin America one was going to be the house they did in Hollywood a couple years ago. Monstrous, but they had the same thing there. So would Hollywood do the same house again?
Well, this year, I was about to say, they have the same symbol on the left. And I'm like, I don't see them. I mean, Hollywood's been known to like just keep doing the same fucking house over and over.
Like they've done La Llorona a couple times, I feel like.
La Llorona.
All right, so that's the spec.
This was fun, y'all.
Hopefully we get an announcement soon. Hunters will be back in June-ish as a full-on go. Wonderful may be here. He may be in a haunt he's talking about doing. I don't know. Rob, you're more than welcome forever to come back on.
You're always welcome.
And I guess we'll catch you on the next one. Hey, Wendy, go ahead and do your classic catchphrase.
Stay scary, my friends.